you're like me, you will know how difficult it is to set a fire, a wood, on a cold night. You want this fire to burn, but you know how much the wood resists the fire. They are divided. They are two separate things. And the fire would want nothing more to set the wood ablaze. But the wood resists it. It doesn't want anything to do with the fire. St. John of the Cross uses this analogy for us to describe our own resistance to the Holy Spirit. It is the fire of God's love. And if we would allow that fire, it would consume us and not burn us, but would set God's glory inside of us. That fire purifies. It takes away all our impurities away. And little by little, St. John of the Cross says, we will become what sets us ablaze. We would become the fire itself. And we know that once the wood stops resisting, when the wood stops fighting and the fire begins, St. John of the Cross says the battle is on. He calls it a battle. He says the fire just wants to dance right through the wood, and the wood continues to resist the fire. And then we hear all this crackling and noise. It is on the fire. The fire begins to say the smoke. He sees all the smoke, and little by little, the fire will not stop until it sets this thing ablaze with the glory of God. And little by little, slowly, the wood begins to stop resisting, and it allows the fire to enter from within. And the wood just goes through. It seeks out all the impurities. It burns it all away. And little by little, the wood becomes what sets it ablaze. Before, the wood was no good. It was just there. But once the wood allows the fire to set it ablaze, now it's something that's helpful and useful. It gives warmth. It gives light. For us, it begins to remind us of the fire of the Holy Spirit. That when we stop resisting God's grace, that we too would allow that fire to set us ablaze. And then we become something that's helpful in this world. Something that warms. Something that gives light. Something that's able to set someone else on fire. But how we resist it and want to keep God's glory away. We are like that wood at times. At times, wood can be like damp. It can be cold. It resists the fire. But St. John of the Cross says, little by little, it can't resist anymore. And the fire begins to warm. It begins to take all that excess stuff, that excess baggage, the anxiety, the fears, all that dampness, it begins to evaporate it. And little by little, the fire is able to enter in and to set it ablaze. St. John of the Cross says, you and I can be like that log. At times we are heavy, we are burdened. And those times, what good is that wood? It doesn't do anything. But when we allow the Holy Spirit, when we allow the fire of God's love, that fire that sanctifies, that purifies, that heals, that melts our troubles away, that burns our fear and all our anxiety away, that fire has been given to you and to me in holy waters of baptism and in the gift of confirmation. We need to stop resisting. The Lord said today, you have not stopped resisting to the point of shedding blood. He reminds us that Jesus did not resist He submitted to God's grace. He submitted to the Holy Spirit. He allowed God's grace and God's glory to come from within and shine and burn from without. Today we'll receive the Eucharist. It is consumed in the fire's love, in God's glory. And that Eucharist, that fire, that person says today, oh, how I wish you were all ablaze on the fire with this love. He wants to set our hearts on fire. St. Augustine says, behold what you are, become what you receive, the Eucharist, the Father's love, the fire of the Holy Spirit. When you receive communion today, stop resisting God's love. This grace, this blessing, this healing, this love, this mercy, this pardon and peace wants to turn you into what you receive, the fire of God's glory.